on Stated Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. This afternoon I'm going to introduce you to a local artist, so stay tuned for some new music and come check out Studio at 11 p.m. tonight for a live show.
On a Tuesday, to listen to saxophone a la Primitive or saxophone la Nuit.
Catalog, because it was easier than like giving people my own voice, and I feel like I want to share my voice more and tell stories with it and not be scared of like,
oh, I can't. So this afternoon's episode is featuring a local artist from so-called Vancouver, aka Sublime, also known as Sublime. They're an artist, music producer, DJ, and sound composer based somewhere in Canada, and they also DJ electronic music with influence from ballroom and Bailey Funk. So stay tuned for a few interview clips and some new music, specifically from a recent release called Debris Mixtape. You can find it on Bandcamp. But AKA Sublime is the original founding member of Unity Arts Collective. You can check it on Instagram, and if you listen to this show, I would highly recommend you check it out. It's a space and platform made for and by QT BIPOC and BIPOC artists within Canada. I think they also have a show on B-Side Radio, and AKA Sublime also owns No Guidance Records, which is Music Collective, soon-to-be record label, and Floating Thoughts, which is an art project consisting of sound radio that you'll hear on this episode today. You can also check out photos and videos, writing, and other arts on Instagram. But under Unity Arts Collective, AKA Sublime started a party and event called Growing Pains, which you might have been at last week. Just did a show there with Danny, your darling.
He's right.
So I started that party in Montreal, and this is the seventh party I've had. Well, it's not really a party, but it's an event. And so each one I kind of like to have different themes. And like, you know, I've had some in the past. Like the last one was like Growing Pains in Vancouver. This one's called Growing Pains, the Ambient Show. The last one in Montreal that I had was called Clown for Clown, and it was supposed to be for Halloween, but it actually happened in November because we couldn't find spaces, as always. And then before that we did Discretion, and then before that we did Bimbification, and
so yeah. Definitely stay tuned on Unity Arts Collective for future Growing Pains shows, future music releases, everything created by AKA Sublime. So here is my special afternoon episode. Stay tuned and tune in tonight at 11 p.m. for a live in-studio session.
Well, Swag was actually going to be the single, because when I started the project, it's funny because literally the way I make music is like the whole project started from like I was on Instagram and I saw someone. I saw this video, this like a random page posted about this girl who was exposing her boyfriend for being gay. And so it was like, yeah, and they text each other in secret codes and it says Swag secretly. And she's like, I think that means secretly we are gay. And I was like, I don't know. So the whole project was actually supposed to be called that. And it only had four songs.
You're listening to Saxophone a la Primitive, and this is Swag from AKA Sublime's Debris Mixtape, out now.
Did I make a sound? Too much of me's been left behind. You can call me still. You can call me if you need. If you need a friend by your side, 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 if you need a friend by your side. I burned our bridge down. How does it feel? Turn my energy,
Hurt my body, spread your lies. Hurts like little paper cut. Hear me out, hear me out. Hear me out. Don't break eye contact. Come here, get closer. One last forehead kiss. 'Cause we could have been something so good. I'll pack the rest of my things. Cried a celebrity skin.
Our Sleepless Nights is probably the single for this project, and I'm really excited for the video for that. It's gonna be really fun.
Oh, okay. Wait, you're making a video?
I'm making many videos.
Okay.
I think I'm making 4 to 5 more. I've already made one. A lot of the tracks were also inspired by like dancing and going, like I went to this dance show and just watching how everyone was moving in the dance piece really inspired me to make 6:09 a.m., which is like the first outro. But yeah, it took 2 years. And I feel like the way I write songs is not like I don't sit down and write a full song. I feel like I go little by little, or I'll look in my notes because I'm always writing stuff. Well, for my production, I honestly use a lot of like loops, and like I think for this one especially, like there's actually a lot of like going on YouTube and like looking at tutorials, and I know that sounds boring, but that really inspired me, and I feel like I'm always listening to sounds and like going on like, cause like I don't play anything, it's all in the computer, but I do arrange. So I was arranging a lot of sounds, and yeah, that's kind of how it came about, and I think that also made the writing process so much better, because it's like, when I hear a beat, it's like I want to write to it, and I kind of like freestyle things a lot, so it's like every song, literally there's a demo. If you go in the session, there's a demo that, you know, was what the song used to be versus what it is now, because I try to make it more and more, yeah. So I feel like the energy that I'm going to bring, it's like wherever you are, you'll be able to feel it and connect with it. And like love it. And when Debris came out, no one knew it was coming out. It just kind of dropped. So I want to keep that momentum going, because I think it's so beautiful and it's so authentic to like drop music and not like ask people. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with asking people to pre-save and do all the things, because you know that shows, that helps show your numbers or whatever, but I don't care about that. I care about the music and giving you the music and giving you an experience at the shows. Ooh, the most fun to make, probably me and the twink.
Okay. Is it about someone? You don't have to say.
Is it about someone? Well, all the songs are about someone. Experience, and also some artists that were featured. Danny, Your Darling was on Me and a Twink, and we were in the studio just kind of like, because I thought about them, and it was, we were gonna do something else, but then I wasn't prepared enough, but then I opened that, and we did some stuff on that, and you know, they were kind of like doing the
ooh.
never said you're my boyfriend. Things you said, not true, felt so intrusive. Guess I'm in love with not you. I read emails we wrote, press delete. Cause you mean nothing to me. Kept it quiet, ain't got shit to say. I was crying tears every day. I ain't gonna lie, wanna see Nirvana, yeah, I wanna die. Things you said, not true, felt so intrusive. Yes, I'm in love with not you. I saw your story on replay. Things you said, not true, felt so intrusive. Yes, I'm in love with not you.
Ever explain to people what AKA Sublime is? If you get it, you get it. If you don't, pew. Fashion inspiration, thank you. I'd probably say, like, I'm very into just, like, a lot of, like, just wearing things that, because I feel like, especially now, like, in the digital era, like, a lot of people think they're fashion girlies but wear the same outfit every day. So I love to give people range. I love to give people color. I also love to give people no color, but doing it a specific way. Definitely, I'm very avant-garde. Very like African auntie meets like Brooklyn, and yeah, I feel like a lot of like my inspiration, like, it doesn't come from just one place. Like, I feel like I pull from so many different places. I don't wear designer because I'm not a capitalist. Because I feel like so many people in our generation claim like pro like this or fuck capitalism, but I'm like, girl, you literally are spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a pair of shoes. You know, treat yourself, but do the shoes really have to be $3,000 just because you want to look a certain way? Let's talk about that. So I feel like, you know, a lot of my style is honestly just like, you know, it's broke shit, and it's really just like, literally, these pants were free. Like, the shirt I'm wearing, I bleached myself. The jacket I'm wearing, free. The bag, for free. The shoes were also free. So it's like, I just kind of do, I pull from many different places, but I just kind of make it work as much as possible. And it feels, I don't know, like, it feels good, you know? And I'm not shitting on anyone. Like, if you have a shit ton of money and you want to go out and do whatever, do it. But I think from a very young age, I just always, like, fashion is the one thing I know for sure. So it's like, there's nothing that I feel like anybody can tell me when it comes to fashion. Yeah, and, like, I feel like also just, like, a lot of friends and people I know who are designers, like, I've worn a lot of their stuff through buying or through giving me stuff for free. Like, there's this designer in Montreal called Xtino who makes hats. very cool designer. Their stuff is really cool. I've known them for years, and I've just watched the way they make stuff. It's really cool. My friend Oga is also like a fashion designer who's from here, lives in Montreal now. Just their stuff, the colors, you know, my friend Inez, who's a hat maker, their stuff is also really inspiring. And then like Assistive Touch, who I had the honor of like getting introduced to through someone I used to know a while ago. And I feel like for the three eras, their fashion, their designs are literally like, if I had a budget, like a big budget, like they would literally create outfits for me top to bottom for each thing.
Yes, somebody get them the budget.
Because their stuff is just so like what I'm trying to say right now. But I think also just because I have a clothing brand, I don't sew, but I have a clothing brand.
Oh, yeah.
It's mostly like I do bleach work and stuff right now, but I feel like a lot of my stuff is also just like that alone. Like, I feel like it's like Dope Class alone is like what Dope Class is how I dress.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my style inspo. And earth tones. I feel like earth tones like make the world go round. Yeah, I feel like I'm in my comfy era, honestly, like with these pants right now. Like, if y'all could see, but that's that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Catch it on the Instagram.
You're listening to Saxophone, Ella Primitti on the CITR 101.9 FM. This is You Pay Me Dust from the remixtape by AK Sublime. It's out now at Bandcamp. You can also tune in or come to the studio tonight at 11 p.m. to see it live.
These days, they love me on stage, but can't tell my face in this crowded place. Everyone's a DJ, but none of them can play. She's talking shit, I'm on the plane, my lover's miles away. Look at you, look at me, I was a side piece. Now I'm the fantasy, you counting money, running for flights. You've been talking shit about me, bitch get a life. $500 for a show, I might raise my price tonight.
Stage but can't tell my face in this crowded place. So it's literally what it sounds like. You pay me dust, like you don't see me, you don't acknowledge me. And it was kind of about my experience as like a DJ, performer, musician. And this idea of like, I feel like when you're a person who shares art and gives yourself on stage, and especially nowadays with social media and stuff, it's easy for people to think that like they know what's going on in your life, or that like it's easy to use like buzzwords of like community and love and this, but it's like you're paying me dust. You're not actually doing what you think you're doing. And I think the whole project is honestly like me shedding. And yeah, I feel like that song specifically, like, the end of it is kind of like, because the way I write songs, it's never about one thing, it's always about everything, so it was cool to, I don't know, the end of it, I was like, look at you, look at me, like, I was the side piece, now I'm the fantasy, you know, like, I'm counting money, running for flights. You've been talking shit about me, bitch. Get a life. Like, so it's like, I say all that because I was like, I'm tired and this is how I feel about you, about music, about everyone.
Time has changed us.
To this, like, I literally forget that this is a song I made, you know. I mean, there are parts where I'm like, ah, oh, that could have been recorded better, but I like it a lot, and I think it's like, yeah, it was like a perfect way to end the project. And I sampled lyrics from another song that I really like into that song, because when I made the beat, I just had one of those moments where, like, I was freaking out in my house. And I was like, oh my God, like, because I made the beat, and then I was like singing, like, it's like that song, it's called like Someone I Used to Know.
Okay, yeah.
So I was singing those lyrics to that beat that I made, and I was like, shut up, no way. And then I had some stuff written already, and the song is kind of about, like, I guess realizations and like, reminiscing about like a relationship, bunch of relationships that had ended in my life at that time. And yeah, just kind of like, I guess, yeah, you know, like processing and reflecting, but like really out loud.
Yeah.
And I think the project, so much of it is that. So yeah.
And that's the last track.
Yeah, that's the last track, yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Saxophone a la Permitti, y'all. This has been AKA Sublime, featured on this afternoon's show. Don't forget to tune in tonight at 11 p.m. for the live show. This is the last track, Yo Bye, from Debris Mixtape, out now on Bandcamp. Don't forget to check it out. See you later.
I don't know, it's like you're waiting for me to say something, but I'm not saying anything. And that's how the main relationship that I'm singing about on this project felt like. And I think there was a lot of... Yeah, and within that, I think for me, I really wanted to focus on, like, the experience I was having of, like, waiting for something and that thing not happening. And that was me. That's how I felt, like, living my life. Because, like, there are still things to be happy about and excited about. So it's so much so, like, I wanted to open up with that of, like, you got me waiting, but, like, I'm out here chilling regardless. Like, we're making money, we're going places. Like, I'm hurt, but I'm good. Tuesday 8 East from 7 p.m. to late, and then 24th I am performing with ArtSpeak for their Black History Month event, and then our show is the 27th, right?
Yep, live. Sorry.
No worries.
So live on the 27th, live at the CITR. 11 p.m. Saxophone.
We're doing a show at 1 p.m. and then we're doing a show at 11 p.m. And then on the 29th, I am playing a show at the Black Arts Center as well. So I'm playing 5 shows this month. Pray for me. And yeah, I feel like after this, I don't think anyone will see me for a while. Like, for reals, for reals. So if you want to see me, this is your chance. Because after this, I think I'm definitely just... taking the longest. Well, I'm not taking a break because I have things to do. I got money to make. I got places to fly, okay? But that's all happening. And I'm also working on a sound piece that's going to be featured in an art show that I'm really excited about.
Okay.
And I got some collaborations coming out soon with some people in New York. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Sweet. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm not.